there?
Congressman Harris of Arkansas is calling you. Do you want to talk?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Orrin. Hello.
Yes. There you are.
Yes, Orrin.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I have considered that matter that you called me about yesterday, yeah. Pro and con on all sides. I think it's a good idea. There are some obstacles that I thought you should keep in mind. In the first place, you must consider that the senators are involved.
Because
as I understand the usual procedure, when one of these appointments is declared true of any of the regulatory agencies from a given state, you declare it to the senators from that state.
That's right. Of course, so are judges, but they have to be on the list before they're even sent to the senators, you see. And what this would do, this would go to this special American bar, we'll say, and they'd look them over and just hold that they're qualified, the following men, Orrin Harris, Lyndon Johnson, Walter Jenkins. They'd say all three of them are well qualified. Then the senators, we'd say, now, we want to recommend Walter Jenkins or Orrin Harris. And they'd look at it and say, yeah, as the special panel cleared him, say, yeah, he said he's grade A.
Well, I would like to suggest one consideration with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what would be considered well qualified, one of these regulatory agencies. If, as an example, Bill Henry, who is chairman of the FCC, would have had to pass a test and he was qualified due to his experience and background in the communication business, he would not be on that.
That's right. I would imagine a good character. I would imagine a reasonably good IQ and a good, well-trained and standing in his community as a person of ability. And just kind of like they do a judge, of course, a lot of times they say, well, this is a night school lawyer, but he achieved distinction, and he's rated by all of his associates as being a real good lawyer, so the ABA clears him. And I'd say that's kind of the way they do this.
Well, that would be, if that would be the way, say as an engineer or as a lawyer, a good education,
mm-hmm.
where he can do the thing, if they'd have that in mind,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a good idea. On the other hand, I suppose it would be understood that they would not be a recruiting
board
at all.
No, not at all. We just refer names of people who we plan to do, consider them, and it'd be kind of a professorial outfit, theoretical, and try to clean them up.
I think with that idea of the high-caliber board that you have in mind, such as maybe Mr. Conard of Harvard or Milton Eisenhower or John Hopkins,
that's right.
Well-known names of that kind, I believe it would restore confidence. It needs to be within the agencies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume on reappointments it would be unnecessary for them to clerk.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'd be all for it.
Thank you. I wanted your judgment, and you gave it to me good, and I'll explore that qualification thing a little bit, too, and I'll be back in touch with you.
Could I mention just one
yes,
thing
sir.
In connection
yes,
to that?
Yes, sir.
Larry Walrath is chairman of the ICC.
W-A-L-R-A-T-H. All right.
Now, his appointment expires the 31st of this month. He is from Florida. He's a darn good man. He's made a good record. I believe you would. He merits a reappointment. That's my judgment. That's what it was worth.
Thank you, Orrin. Thank you, my nice. Appreciate it.
I have a letter on file down there on the reappointment of these fellows who make good records.
Good.
I hope it'll be called your attention.
It sure will.
Good.
Bye.
Thank you.